Chapter 40. Rouge. Zoe Williams was famous. Like, not big fish in a small pool famous, but actually famous. In the contract that she and her dad had signed yonks ago, they had specified that when the beta test was over and Veritas Corp created their advertising footage, there would be nothing in it to identify either Mott or Rouge. The same processing software that swapped a generic avatar for a personalized one in streaming and recorded videos was supposed to trade Rouge, the Rogue, and Mott Bailey for fictitious players. Unfortunately, the police and paramedics showing up at one of the most powerful companies in the city did not go unnoticed by the local press. Reporters were already on the scene by the time all the injured people were escorted out of the building, and someone had even gotten video of Zoe's mom Bailey clearly visible in an evidence bag. Jackie also posted about 1,000 images he'd captured on his retinal cam and managed to upload before the police told him to cease and desist. People who had fought side by side with Rouge and Mott at Refuge recognized them and commented on the videos. From there, it was like the information snowballed until everyone at Zoe's school knew that she was the Refuge elf and one of very few players who had been in Refuge since the very beginning. As Zoe walked into school, almost everyone waved and called her name, and a few even took pictures of her like she was some kind of strange creature who had escaped the zoo. She sighed. It had been like this for over a week now. In the beginning, she had thought that the furor would die down quickly, but it was lingering, especially now that the first teaser trailers of the Legendary Farmer video series had come out. As promised, Rouge and Mott's features were unrecognizable, but that bat had flown the roost and everyone knew who they were. Jason Sophia, holding hands, came up next to Zoe, flanked by Sophia's friends and amazingly Myrna. Zoe had really thought Myrna just wanted to be associated with the new superstar of the school, but the girl had even stood up for Zoe against her former cronies. Myrna had Zoe's contact info too, since they were still working on their project together, but as far as Zoe knew, the former bully had refused to share it with anyone. Myrna smiled at Zoe as the impromptu guards escorted her to class. "Jasmine wanted me to let you know she's fine. She found a great new job as the receptionist for a big charity, thanks to the letter of recommendation Bridget wrote for her." Zoe grinned. "That's awesome. I'm sorry she couldn't get her job back at Veritas, but..." Myrna shrugged. "It's okay. Even though Mr. Harris and Ms. McKean were arrested for corporate espionage, accessory to murder, and like, a zillion things, it's still, crazy there. I hear the new Mr. Landon wants to focus more on creating new games, instead of just trying to become a Fortune 500 company. He's even going to bring in a new CEO, since he wants to be more hands-on with the programming." Zoe nodded. "That's what Nina told me too. She's actually taking Jasmine's spot, though she says it's going to be weird sitting still all the time." The other girl laughed. "I don't think she'll have to worry. Jasmine says she was always up running some errand or other when you weren't there to send out instead." "Oh, and," Myrna paused and looked to the side, "I'm going to be spending more time with Jasmine and my dad. When Dad found out what Mom's been saying about Jasmine and other. Zoe almost managed to arch just one eyebrow, though at the last second, the second one jumped up too. "People who aren't exactly like her?" Myrna nodded gratefully. "Yeah. Dad told Mom if she didn't get some counseling, he was going to sue for full custody, and they worked out a deal where I'll go back and forth every other week, and Mom will talk to somebody a couple times a week." Zoe bumped the taller girl's shoulder with her own. "That's awesome. I'm glad things are getting better." Myrna smiled. "Yeah. Oh, this is me. Talk to you in humanities." She peeled off from the group, heading down another hall. Jace shook his head. "It's amazing how much she's changed." Zoe smiled. "Yeah. I like this Myrna way better." He laughed. "Who wouldn't?" At his side, Sophia, expression eager, said, "Okay, but did you talk to Bridget?" Zoe glanced around, then sidled into a gap between two rows of lockers. Lowering her voice, she said, "Yeah, last night." She paused teasingly until the small, admittedly kind of adorable Filipina girl demanded, "Aunt?" And it's going to wear off, and other players won't get the same effect. Sophia's face fell. Zoe went on. I guess the superpowers only happened because they were beta testing what the results would be in an intermittent user versus someone in full immersion. It's something about how the blue goo conducts electricity and stimulates the nerves and muscles, and blah blah, we can't tell you or we'll have to kill you. Everyone flinched and she looked around, grinning crookedly. Too soon? Jace glared. It will never not be too soon. Zoe wrinkled her nose at him and continued. Anyway, Amy developed it to help bedridden people and people with nerve and muscle damage. The idea is that they could enter immersion, go into a custom environment, and heal and get their physical therapy in while they sleep. While the goo pods will be available, they'll be used more like what I was doing, with a mask to deliver oxygen. Anyone who wants to use them long-term or for medical reasons will have to do it under doctor supervision in a hospital environment. She sighed. Now that I'm not in the beta test anymore, they turned down the function, so I'll just be a normal kid again in a few months. She grinned internally. Well, almost. Bridget made me promise not to tell anyone that she and Dr. Joe are going to leave it on just a little bit. At least I won't have to worry about failing PE anymore. The first bell rang and they all moved out again. Sophia and her friends split off to head for their own classes, and it was finally just Jace and Zoe again. Is your dad still mad? She choked a little. I don't think he'll ever be unmad. Thank goodness he and Bree are going out, because if he wasn't distracted by something, I'm pretty sure I'd be locked in the basement with a homeschooling app right now. Jace glanced around as someone else jostled them, screen lifted high to get a photo of Zoe. And that would be bad. They entered their classroom and sat at desks toward the back. Zoe sighed. This had better wear off soon. I'm tired of it already. Hopefully someone famous will do something stupid soon and distract everyone. He laughed. Any update on when you get to go back online? Zoe's head fell forward so her forehead rapped sharply against the desk. Stop asking, she groaned. I'm lucky he didn't make me delete my account and send the pod back to Bridget. He says if I'd told him Philip was threatening me personally, he would have sent me to Grandma, where I'd be safe. Fortunately, he seems to think that being sliced open by a crazy person and getting a bazillion stitches was almost enough to teach me my lesson. I can play again after Thanksgiving break, and not a day sooner. Jace shook his head, but lowered his voice as the teacher started to talk. That sucks. Refuge is awesome now. You wouldn't even recognize it, or Aspen. He grinned. He sneaks out to go farm whenever he can, though he's trailed by the goblin bodyguards all the time. He apparently can't take off the crown either, so he wears his hat over it. Rolling his eyes at the foolishness of adults, Jace turned around to face the teacher. Zoe sat back and started taking notes, but her mind was elsewhere. Her time online was limited to what she could get in at school and whatever she needed to do for homework, but she'd still managed to see a few snaps and vids of Refuge. It was bustling, though she often saw a familiar face or two in the background. Aspen was some kind of royal consort now, and there were actually rumors that Sarave was pregnant again. She wanted to see Sarave and Aspen's baby so much. Plus, she still had a ton of outstanding quests. All the ones in Bright had been terminated during the brief war. Though her relationships in the city had been restored after it was all over, she'd still have to put in some work to get back to the level she was at before. She had plenty of new ones though, especially the ones to go find Matilda's dad, and the one delving into the secrets of the Wood Elves. Was it possible that there was a hidden Dark Elf quest line too? Her stylus tapped at her screen as her mind wandered, and Zoe dreamed of the next time she could play Veritas online.